from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who just pulled his socks up all the way up his calves. Why? You know, when I feel comfortable, when I feel snuggled in, it helps me snuggle you in. Here you go. I'm tucking that blanket in. You know, I was tucking my calves in to my socks. I said, hey, how about I get you cozy? Comfy, cozy, are we? That's what my calves would be singing. Two calves together, like two birds of a feather, are we? And where does all this come from? No idea, but I know how to put it to use because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple messages about how tonight's episode is possible. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to the both of those, like, how much is that? Is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus.
I also want to thank Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like Earful Studios, who does our theme music and edits episodes. Carl W., who edits episodes. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies. You can commission a song from him for any special event at song.jonathanmann.net. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer on our artwork and on our website. I've only seen the previews. By the time you hear this, the new website should be up. Are our friends at Estound, Estound.com. Eric and the crew over there made an amazing website that you're probably enjoying right now. Makes it easier to subscribe and to check out the sponsors when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow. So I want to thank them. You can get me on Twitter at Dear Scooter. Listeners have their own Facebook group, and I want to thank the moderators over there. Lauren, Keith, Sarah and Stacy, Julie and Jennifer. And that's it. We say we keep the show going. I also want to thank Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like Earful Studios, who does our theme music and edits episodes. Carl W., who edits episodes. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies. You can commission a song from him for any special event at song.jonathanmann.net. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer on our artwork and on our website. I've only seen the previews. By the time you hear this, the new website should be up. Are our friends at Estound, Estound.com. Eric and the crew over there made an amazing website that you're probably enjoying right now. Makes it easier to subscribe and to check out the sponsors when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow. So I want to thank them. You can get me on Twitter at Dear Scooter. Listeners have their own Facebook group, and I want to thank the moderators over there. Lauren, Keith, Sarah and Stacy, Julie and Jennifer. And that's it. What do you guess? We say we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place. I'm going to smooth it. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. And then just like if I was in the motel, in Motown Philly Harmony or Cooley High Harmony, I'd say safe place. And it could be, you know, a little bit of a, you say, what is he talking about? Well, here's the thing. I'm already mixed up and confused, to be honest with you. But I'm here to help. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, tangents, you know, lulling, soothing stuff, and, you know, smoothing padding and pitter-pattering, just like our, you know, many pets now. It's rolling in. People are naming their pets pitter and patter. And what was they saying? Okay, so try to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm here to keep you company. I've been there, sleepless, tossing and turning. If you're new, the show does not make a whole lot of sense at first. So you could just, if you can, ease back and listen or give it a few tries. I'm here to help, but I'm a bit different. And the podcast is, it's kind of like a mixed up that isn't one of those ones that if you mix it up more, it gets organized. I don't know, maybe we'll talk about mixing paints. Because I know some people in the Facebook group were talking about mixing paint videos. But here's the thing. If you're new, I'm here to keep you company. Oh, the structure of the show. So structurally what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free. And ideally all our archives free. And you can find all that on our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you just remember when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow. Say, who sponsors that podcast that puts me to sleep? And some of you might say, well, I do. I sponsor it myself. So that's the start of the show. Then there's an intro where it's about 12 minutes or so. And when I say or so, it could be 9 minutes, could be 14 or 16 minutes, where I kind of demonstrate how the podcast works. I try to make a safe place. I guess it's like I'm the longest. That would be pretty sweet if you were like a billionaire. I wonder if you like normally say, "Hey, can you smooth and pat that safe place down, aka my bed, as you get into it?" But I don't know if you would want someone to smooth or pat it down for 9 to 16 minutes. At least while you were there. But maybe that could be a service, a secret service, you say. Are there any hotel barons or baronesses that listen to this podcast? Are there any hotel baron or baronesses left? I don't know. But that's an idea. You could take it for free, you know, with a bunch of those points. I think people love those points. I don't know if I have any of those, but or free rooms. But you could say at our hotel, you know, on the special floor, on the smooth and padded floor, you know, we don't just put like a chocolate on your pillow. Your bed is smooth and padded down for 12 minutes. And believe me, it makes a difference. When you see those sheets, they're not taut. They're smooth. And you say, that's right. I've seen, you know, I used to like my hotel sheets taut, T-A-U-A-T or whatever. But once I saw those smooth and padded, I could never go back. It ended up, I was a hotel baroness, and then I spent my fortune at the hotel that had the smooth padded sheets. We, at our hotel, invested in smooth padded sheets, which didn't work out as good. Where was I? Oh, I was trying to explain to new listeners. So the intros are a little bit like that, but longer, of me getting distracted and going on a tangent. A lot of listeners use it while they're preparing for bed, while they're easing into bed, doing their bedtime routine, you know, gathering their pets or brushing their teeth or their hair, you know, maybe doing some foam rolling. I'm just suggesting it, so maybe I'll follow through on that later myself. You know, I did two nights in a row, by the way, internal critic, so we're on a roll, a foam roll, if you don't mind me saying. Where was I? Get distracted again. So that's the intro. Then there's a bedtime story. Tonight actually will be a premiere episode of our new season of episodic, modular, learning you can sleep through, where the characters learn. So you say, well, I could sleep through it because the character may or may not learn something. And it's also kind of a season two, branch off season two of our beloved series, Nuns in Space. So episode starts tonight. It happens to start tonight, but you could listen to them in any order. And don't worry, I'll fill you in on what you need to know before the story starts. But it'll be a bedtime story, just like if someone wants to come in at a separate service and they say, where are you comfortable? Where do you want me? Outside the room, inside the room, by telephone? You know, I could do it by gramophone if you need to, telegraph. We'll tell you a bedtime story included in the price. You know, just like you're a kid, I'm here to take your mind off stuff and keep you company. Between the intro and the show is how another way to support the show. And then at the end of the show are some thank yous and good nights. That's the structure of the show. A couple other things. You don't really need to listen to me. You probably figured that out because originally I was going to talk about mixing paints and it just mixed my synapses up and probably my metaphors and probably my adverbs and adjectives mix those up a lot. Oftenly, hardy har har, mix up humor and non-humor, too. What was it? And I also forget what I was saying. You don't need to listen to me. That was not intentional. But believe it or not, you don't need to listen to me, and you're under no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for an hour. If you can't sleep, I'll be here till the end to keep you company, to tell you a story that's somewhat barely engaging. So if you need it, it's here. If you need a few minutes or 20 minutes of distraction, it's here. But you also say, he's kind of, it's not like he's talking around stuff. It's like he's talking around me, like in I think those were just synapse mix-ups. I'm not even sure what happened there. But, so you don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. And I'll try to be as gentle, meandering, and soothing as I can, just like those paint mixing videos I haven't seen, but I've seen other ones. Like, I just watched the wax ceiling videos, and those were lovely and very relaxing. And I'm sure, I guess maybe I have seen some paint mixing, or maybe they're paint stirring videos. You know, where you see the different paints and then the colors are both separated and then together. You see the texture of the paint, the bubbles, the viscosity, the steady, smooth motion. I'll be trying to do all that auditorily and with a little totem mixed in, a little theater of the mind. And you say, yes, it's amateur theater of the mind. I mean, I don't think people are professional paint mixers or not. They do that by machine. I don't know. Could you be a bespoke paint mixer? You probably could. I would say mixing paint is somewhat of an art, especially if they're doing it on video and in a deliberate way. Or it could be found art. You say, man, Bob Ross was both found art and an artist creating art and an art teacher. And just great, happy little clouds or whatever Bob used to say. How you doing, Bob? Good to see you. Your hair's a little bit in my way, even though this is only imaginary. I always wondered if you were in the podcast studio. Just lean back a little. Oh, it's tickling my face. I got Bob Ross here in the studio, but that's mostly Bob Ross's hair. Why don't you go sit on the bed over there? I'll be by in a second. We were talking about paint mixing and stirring. Oh yeah, so you were, I think you were the original. Of course you were. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, Bob's gone. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. Give this podcast a few tries. That's the one thing all listeners agree on. It takes a few tries to get used to. I mean, some people it works right away. You say, hey, this scoots his brains a little bit like mine. I realize he's here to help. He's been there, sleepless or waking up in the middle of the night or waking up at 4:15 and being like, what in the heck? So I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff. I'm your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib. I thought of another term recently, and now I forgot it, but, you know, it could be like I'm mixing the boars for you, just like someone's mixing the, I guess they could mean different things in different ages, but for now, I'll just say B-O-R-E-S. But I'm here to help. Give it a few tries. See if it helps. It doesn't work. Try some LibriVox. Try some Pink Noise, some Binaural Beats. There's a lot of stuff out there. But this is how I help, and I hope I do. I appreciate you coming by. I work very hard, and I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks so much. And if you could just listen to this message, and then we'll get on with the show. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our new episodic series. Very episodic, very modular. It's a season 2 with a focus on a particular character. And I think you were calling it The Stan Chronicles, Nuns in Space season 2, The Stan Chronicles. I'm not sure of the order. And one of the great things is you don't need to have listened to season 1. I'll fill you in. Most of the exposition, you'll be sleeping, like the bed. You don't really need to know anything. It's a bedtime story to put you to sleep. But if you do need to know, I'll fill you in on the major details right now. Also, I'll try to slow down. I'm excited in a procrastination way, because I said the first episode is really tough to record. Internally, you say, oh no, okay, no, let's wait till tomorrow. So I'll try to talk slowly as I do the intro. And then just the idea of like thinking about all the different new listeners in the so we did a series. Let's slow it in, Scoots. Lulling, soothing tones, pointless meanders. So a few years back, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago, we did a series called Nuns in Space, and you could listen to that in the archives, or I think there's some all-night Nuns in Space available to patrons with all the episodes mashed together. And that was about, it took place in space with some nuns from my childhood. Scoots was in it as more or less, not me, but someone very much like me. Because I'm not in space. I'm spacey, but I'm not in space. But it takes place in like an alternative timeline or in the future where space has been, like Earth was exposed to space, meaning we got put on the map and then
you know, spaceships started coming and people, we started learning about technology and about the great diverse universe beyond Earth and all the other species and beings and places to visit, ways of commerce and travel and all that. But then suddenly this cloud of delusion surrounded the Earth. And I don't know if that was protective or we don't really know. It's a mystery. All of season one, it was a mystery, still a mystery, believe it or not. But it did protect the Earth in some way because it made it very difficult to travel into space or from space beings or ships to travel into Earth. And this was out beyond Earth's atmosphere. So no direct impact on Earth's environment. Other than that, people were adjusting to a belief system when you're exposed to the greater universe and, you know, making a living and all those things. And then suddenly, okay, so then we're cut off from space again because the cloud of delusion was basically a zone. I mean, a cloud is separated. It separated Earth from space. If you went into it, you couldn't focus on anything. And people quickly learned that, it was better off not trying because you could, like, you just wouldn't be able to focus. And so you would, and getting through the cloud of delusion originally was thought to be impossible. And then they realized that there was a way through it, but you needed to hire people that were had a very loose grip on reality and ability to focus in strange ways, also that had a skill set. And I just happened to be one of those people. And much like a tugboat captain ferries ships or a harbor pilot ferries ships in and out from the harbor to the docks or whatever they do, I had a job getting ships from Earth out to one of the space stations. Or actually, I think it was like the space station on one side of the cloud of delusion and on the other side. Yeah, that's what it was. Been a while, you know, the seasons of my life, as they say. And so I was good at that. That was my job. I would just get on a ship. I'd say, okay, let's, and everybody else would be asleep so they wouldn't deal with the delusion. And there weren't a lot of this. And I would say, you know, if I had to guess, I don't know who, if someone was creating a cloud of delusion or if it was an organic thing that said, hey, this is a little bit, this whole space thing all at once, a little bit too much for Earth or humans to handle. Let's slow it down a little. You know, because there's only so many pilots, delusional pilots or whatever you want to call us, it did slow down commerce, made it pretty expensive and all those kind of things. So that was season one, started with that. Also, I have a best friend, my co-pilot named Stan. He was a free, he's a freestyle soda machine, also a supercomputer. Maybe a sentient being. I consider him a sentient being and kind of, yeah, I mean, like not my C3, Stan's no C3. I guess he's like, who is he more of, R2 or C3PO? He speaks in sentences, but I don't know. I guess he's got a little bit of BB-8, C3PO, R2. You know what? He does have a little bit of that other one from Rogue One. I don't remember the name of that droid, but he's a big, tall droid. So a bit of all of those combined together, but so also a freestyle soda machine. And you know, the details don't really matter at this right at this juncture. Just you could picture that. And so season one, we had adventures due to crossing in the cloud of delusion at some point on the ship I was on. We're still having trouble figuring out like whether the crew of the ship were the nuns from my childhood or it's a crew of regular ship that somehow the delusion stuck and I view them as the nuns from my childhood. But either way, for all intents and purposes, I'm crewing a ship. I'm now captain, or I was first mate, a sergeant in arms. I can't remember, but I was basically in charge of the ship. And it was the crew, the owners of the ship were the nuns from my childhood. And in season one, we adventured throughout space and tried to, we had a mission and stuff. Good season. Go ahead and listen to it. Get some sleep. You didn't miss much because where are we as season two begins, but in the cloud of delusion? So I guess we're sitting there. We're in a pocket of lesser delusion. I think maybe the ship's shields and, well, you know, the back of the exposition during the episodes will explain all that. But we're in a ship, Stan and I, somewhere between Earth and a space station in a cloud of delusion. And having trouble, we've given up trying to navigate out of there. The nuns are asleep. They're in, you know, whatever, science-based rest. And so that's how season two opens, is Stan and I are on a ship, a spaceship. Yes, a spaceship. Not deep in space. We're in outer space because we're outside of the Earth's... good question. Somebody just asked, are we within Earth's gravity? I would say we're probably in an Earth orbit, but I can't tell because I'm in a cloud of delusion. So every once in a while, I'll this is what happens. I mean, we've been able to keep it at bay. But if you were to ask me that when I was captaining the ship, I'd say, I think I'm a Fruit Loop orbiting a spoon right now. Yeah, that's, we're orbiting a spoon in a bowl of cereal and milk. And that's delusion-based thinking or delusion-influenced thinking. Without a Z, though. It's just dits. Delusion-influenced thoughts or something. Delusion. I don't know. I get mixed up and I say, my brain's full of dits. Yeah, but it's different than when you're on Earth and you're just living your life. And this is an external-based delusion, you know, a cloud of delusion. It's different than the helmet of delusion I wear, you know, when I'm out living Drew's life. So if you're new, really it would be meandering. This is one of our more, Stan is like a real breath of fresh air. And I'm Scoots, and we'll be in space. Everything is perfectly going well, other than the fact that we're not going anywhere. And we do have a plan and everything, but that's for the story part. So welcome to season two of Nuns in Space, the Stan Chronicles. And also I needed to talk for 11 minutes because I had an appointment with a Hollywood superstar, a wonderful person, a ponytail that needs no name, Mr. Antonio Banderas. Come on, man. I told you I could figure out learning how to use Skype. Oh, my friend, I wanted to be here for, this is the ladies, this is the gentlemen, this is the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary. It's good to be back, guys, Antonio. And we're here with another episode, another season, episodic serial story, mostly episodic. Okay, don't overdo it because then you don't sound like yourself. Like, just do the. Oh yes, I drove here from Los Angeles hoping to get a candy bar. It's time for Nuns in a space. Okay, that was great, though. Thanks. Water, tap water's ready to go for you, Antonio. Safe drive back. I got to record. Okay. Okay, thanks, everybody. Nuns in space. Okay, Stan, it's time for our check-in here. Have you been doing your morning pages? You could respond with an affirmative, because I wanted to make sure we're doing that, because now we're fully into stage one, or week one. And before you say anything, Stan, I realize that we're here, none of our time tracking, even the computer's clocks are off, and sometimes they move forward and backwards, but for the time being, when we're in each other's presence and aware, which because of the adjustments we made with the shields, we do have a lot more awareness. We just can't move the ship. Oh, before you make any other points, Stan, I'm sorry to be interrupting you. But yeah, so time doesn't really have any meaning except for the present, which who would have thought we had, you know, what Zen master would have accidentally got stuck in a cloud of delusion to realize that? Okay, Stan, what was your question? Scooter, why are we doing this again? Well, the plan is to make you into an artist, Stan. Okay, Scooter, I'm going to be an artist, but how's that going to help us? Right, because that's exactly right. It's going to help us. I need your help to get us out of the cloud of delusion. Okay, Scooter. Well, so how is me being an artist going to be helpful? Ooh, well, I'm not exactly sure. I'm thinking that I'm trying to follow my instincts when I have clear thoughts, Stan. And my thought is, I believe in you, and I believe that maybe you could evolve into something more. Also, we tried almost everything else, so it's time to be like thinking outside of the soda machine. Well, Scooter, exactly. I'm a soda machine. I'm not an artist. You could say I'm more than a soda machine, but I'm still a machine, Scooter. And while I could replicate art, Scooter, or randomly, you know, create things you could define as art, Scooter, there's no such thing as soda art. Well, Stan, that's where I believe that there's soda out there, soda art out there. I mean, there's artisanal sodas or artisanal sodas. This is different. Soda art waiting to be created or discovered by people like you. Okay, Scooter, you know soda is just a collection of chemicals and ingredients mixed together. Stan, I think you're shadow artist. Stan, you're distracting from the point. I need you to check in. Is this coming up again? I wanted to check in about the morning pages. But just because you don't believe in soda art doesn't mean you can't create. It doesn't mean I don't believe in you creating soda art, Stan. Scooter, do you really believe in me? Stan, I mean, our backs are up against a wall, figuratively. I believe in anything, but Stan, you're how could I not believe in you? I want to believe, Stan, yeah, I believe in you. I really do. And I also believe that by trying to believe in you, maybe you'll believe in you, and then I'll more wholeheartedly believe in you too. So again, let's talk about your morning pages. Did any of this saying you're not an artist come up when you're doing your morning pages? Scooter, let me analyze the transcript and check. No, you can't. You're not allowed to look back at those. Wait a second, transcript? Scooter, I already read the entire transcripts while you were right before you said that. Okay, Stan, did you read the part of the book where it says don't reread your morning pages? Scooter, I did, but I don't know what happened. Okay, that's good. We'll say yes to that. You're rebelling against, you're doing them in longhand format, right, Stan? Scooter, I'm trying. I know I did the first couple I did instantly. Yeah, one bit at a time. Only do one bit. Then remember, I thought I programmed this into you. You do one bit, then you take a bit break, then you do another bit. Scooter, you realize I can do that infinitely fast. I think you, Stan, that's another plus. I don't think you're using infinitely correctly, but that's fine. Maybe we need to add even more process. What if we add a, like that long, however long that pause was between each bit, how long would that take you to do your morning pages? Scooter, remember I told you that taking pauses between processing doesn't do anything. It's just a pause. Okay, Stan, again, I have a feeling this is a resistance form. This is a form of resistance against your internal artist. Okay, Scooter, I'll pretend. Okay, Stan, you could just pretend. Fake it till you create. I never heard fake it till you make it. is in making it. But maybe that's maybe that works in this situation. But Scooter, you realize that pausing during processing, I don't need, I'm liquid cooled, so it doesn't matter. Okay, we need to move on because I really feel like you need to go tonight before you go into sleep mode. Look at the affirmation list or something. And okay, but let's just say we have some good things to say yes to. Let's move on to the next thing. Have you thought about your imaginary lives at all? Scooter, you realize I'm a soda machine and not an imagination machine, correct? Stan, that's a joke, right? That's pretty funny. Like, what are you, Figment? That's pretty funny. Because remember all the money I spent, all the credits. When we were at that space station, I bought that imaginary algorithm from that that being that smelled like old soup. Right, Scooter, that was an imaginary algorithm. No, I think it was an imagination algorithm. Scooter, I think it was like doll hairs, like imaginary like that. Well, it had bits, it had zeros and ones. And he said it also had 9 non-binary coding in there, because it was both analog and digital. And it had non-digital and analog. Scooter, that sounds imaginary. Right, triggering an imagination. And I uploaded that you don't even have a mainframe, but I put that in there. I installed that. And also, Stan, you're hooked in to, so maybe you haven't been paying attention, but I've been sipping delusion from the cloud. And we've been trying to balance how it's coming into the ship. I also have us hooked into the deep space antenna. And you're also using the ship's processor. So that should give you enough bandwidth, because occasionally we're picking up those, like, access to databases through deep space antenna, or it's just, like, delusional downloads. But, okay, let's focus on the task at hand. What does a soda machine yearn to be, Stan? A Scooter of service. Okay, so, like, an ice cream machine. An oil machine, like a dancing robot. Do any of these sound appealing to you? Scooter, tell me more about the dance. Scooter, you know I don't, you can move me right now. Maybe it could be a karaoke machine, a megaphone. No. What about, Stan, remember, what about a jukebox? Scooter, I'm accessing, which era jukebox? Oof, I don't know, like the one, show me some visuals. Yeah, that one, the one, go back to 24 images. Yeah, that one, I think from like the 1950s, maybe, with those, with the upside down U, with vinyl records. Yes, thank you for communicating with me. That's very good. Maybe look up a Wurlitzer style jukebox machine. I don't know if that's a thing. Scooter, I think I like this. I think I could imagine myself as a life as a jukebox. Okay, let's go. Okay, so picture yourself as a jukebox, Stan. And I'm going to start to picture you as a jukebox, too. I want you to start to feel that you're rounded. You've got clear parts. There's vinyl records inside you. But also feel the connection to the images you're downloading of the jukebox. See what the deep space antenna says as you become this jukebox. I want you to stretch out, Stan. And I want you to feel how a jukebox processes stuff. Partly mechanical, Stan, which you do have. So start to take a nice loose grip. You're with me. You're a jukebox, Stan. All is well. You're getting ready to do some jukesing as a box. Scooter, I'm feeling bubbles running through me. Oh, so this is good, Stan. I see it. I can see it on you. The delusion is formulating. I'm seeing you. You are a jukebox now. We're in your imaginary life, Stan. And I can see the bubble effect bubbling up. I can see your lights like neon-esque. You're beautiful. You've got chrome on you, Stan.
Scooter, I do. Scooter, I have a question.
Go ahead, Stan.
Scooter, what's a chantilly lace?
Let's just feel the bubbles. Chantilly lace is a song. But I'm also going to picture some of the records inside you too, Stan. So we have, because you know I don't like that era of music. I don't know why. I don't have anything against the music itself, just how it makes me feel. And Stan, we're in a jukebox. Now we're going to go somewhere. And maybe you could use your imaginary algorithm to think about where we're going to travel, me and a jukebox named Stan, on our artist date together. Now, normally we wouldn't go together, but because we're working together, where are we going, Stan, on our artist date?
Scooter, we're at a traditional soda fountain. Also, it also doubles as a diner.
Okay, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing leather, teal or turquoise leather chrome booths. I'm starting to see it. It's coming together, Stan. A big open floor. You're supposed to be playing music, but you're not. I'm starting to, ooh, Stan, I could taste not only the bubbles within you, which I cannot taste because that would be weird. But the bubbles, why don't we go to the soda fountain and have a soda together? You think there's something like an egg cream soda or something. I've never had one, and I want to try one.
Scooter, would you like me to recreate one for you?
No, not yet, Stan. I think let's go on our imaginary. We're on this is a real artist date, Stan, because now we're fully immersed in this. Look around.
Scooter, we're here. We're in a soda fountain for real.
It's kind of real. It is kind of real. We're here. Look, those are poodle skirts.
Scooter, those are humans.
Well, yeah, those are poodle skirts that the humans are wearing. And I think those are socias on that side, and those are greasers.
Scooter, is this like when you pretend to be Olivia Newton-John?
It is a bit. Usually I pretend to be Olivia Newton-John, though, not... And it's singing her hits, which include songs from Greece, not the character she played in Greece, but there's a little bit of a difference.
Scooter, what's the difference?
Well, Olivia Newton-John's character in Greece wouldn't sing physical, and that's like my show-stopping number.
Okay, Scooter,
but let's stay with our vision here. Look at the floor. We're really here, Stan. Essentially, we're here on our artist date. And this is going to be good, Stan. How does it feel to be someone else? How does it feel to be a jukebox? Why don't you play some music?
Okay, Scooter, I'll just play something in the background where they can hear it, but we can't hear it, so we can keep talking.
So we're here on our artist date. You are, okay, there's someone coming up to us. I think that's a Socha. She's coming up to you, Stan, so I'm going to kick it here, leaning on you.
Okay, Scooter, this must be a customer.
Scooter, before we get here, how is this going to benefit us at all? You're going to be, I think, empathy or compassion
for jukeboxes, Scooter.
It's going to help you be an artist.
Okay, here she comes.
Okay, Stan, you know, that looks like Sister Mary Ellen a little bit.
Scooter, she's a Socha. She looks very serious.
Yeah, I'd say they look very serious, Stan.
Okay, Scooter.
Stan, I can't hear what she's saying because I got to stand over here. And also, I think I don't know if it's a cloud of delusion. What's she saying to you?
Scooter, she doesn't like bad brains, she said. And Fugazi.
Oh, yeah, those are some of the records I put in there. Sorry about that.
Scooter, what's a bad brain? Is it bad?
No, it's actually good. It's good.
Scooter, she keeps hitting the change eject button.
Okay, she's trying to see if there's a free song. She's trying to pick. Is she trying to play oldies?
Scooter, how do you define oldies?
She's trying to get a free song.
Scooter, should I give her a free song?
No, just observe her behavior. Pretend you're a jukebox. Would a jukebox give anyone a free song? Scooter, not if I'm mechanically operated. Okay, that's exactly how I'd expect a jukebox to answer. Scooter, she's mumbling and grumbling. Scooter, she just tapped me with her foot, not unlightly. Now she's, ooh, Scooter, that tickles. She's putting her finger in my change return slots. This does sound like Sister Mary Ellen. She's calling somebody over. She's calling a greaser over, Stan. Scooter, what does that mean? I don't know. You can't quite see the greaser. What is she saying? Scooter, she's saying I'm a ripoff, and that I'm not a very good jukebox machine. Okay, what's she doing now? Scooter, she's putting pennies inside me. Scooter, the pennies feel good, but also like they need to be washed. Okay, but you don't take pennies, do you? No, Scooter, songs are a nickel, 10 songs for a quarter. Wow, that's a pretty good deal, 5 times 5 is 25. Yeah, Scooter, it's good pricing, whoever designed this. Scooter, she's playing oldies. Yeah, no, Stan, I'm not going to be able, I got to stay out of, I can't get close enough. I think she's trying, there's something happening, Stan, and this is going to try to help you be a better jukebox artist. I think we're in a shadow artist situation, Stan. Scooter, what does that mean? What's she saying to you? She's saying I'm a terrible jukebox. And she's going off about, you know what she is, Stan? She's an enemy of your self-worth. She's trying to fill you with pennies. Is she making demands on you? Scooter, yeah, she's demanding a free song. She keeps pressing buttons. It's starting to, I don't like it. Oh, Scooter, she's saying things to me. Okay, what else is she saying? She's saying I'm obsolete. She's saying I don't exist except to make a profit for someone. Scooter, I'm feeling like I've had too many pennies. Okay, go ahead and eject them. Oh, Scooter, this feels like when you don't feel good. Yeah, go ahead. Let the pennies go. Spill them out. Yeah, what's she saying now, Stan? Scooter, she's demanding her quarterback. She never put a quarter in me. She's yelling at the people. Okay, that's fine. Let's see. Stan, play a song about how you're feeling right now. Okay, Scooter, how about this one? It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Okay, that's a good song. They said they're calling someone. Scooter, they're calling someone to fix. Scooter, someone else is coming. Okay, Stan, I think I can help with this. We need a defender of your self-worth. So the person coming, I'm going to try to focus on someone that would defend. Like, I'm going to go imaginary, but I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here standing by you. Okay, Scooter, thank you. And here comes Wurlitzer, the creator of the jukebox. Old Wurl to help. Scooter, here comes somebody named Wurl. Okay, hi, Wurl. I don't think Wurl can hear you. He's talking to Sister. What's he saying? Well, she's the Soch or the Greaser, Scooter? The Greaser went to the restroom. Yeah, Sister is the Soch, I guess. Scooter, she's telling Wurl how terrible a jukebox I am. Okay, what's Wurl doing? Wurl just gave her a quarter to say leave. Scooter, Wurl said he can hear us. Oh, hey, Wurl. Hello, Stan. Hello, Scooter. I'm Wurlitzer. I'm here to help. Are you a champion of Stan's self-worth? I don't know. I'm still gathering my memories. I believe I'm the inventor of the jukebox. I think you kind of are, Wurl. I'm Scooter. This is Stan, my best friend and co-pilot. And Stan's also a jukebox. He's also a freestyle soda machine. I'm sorry, what did you say? Oh, Stan's also a freestyle soda machine. What's a freestyle soda machine? Don't worry about it, Wurl, but it can make any kind of soda. But not right now, because right now Stan's pretending to be a jukebox, imagining to be a jukebox. But thanks for coming, Whirl, and defending Stan's. You were a champion of Stan's self-worth. Why don't you say a few nice things to Stan about what a good jukebox Stan is, and then that'll be great for us, Whirl. Thanks for your time. Well, Stan, I wish you were, I think you're a great jukebox. Your bubbling levels are perfect. You're looking great working condition. I'm sorry that that person tried the old penny for a quarter trick. But my memory serves correct. That's something that happens a lot. But you look like you're doing a great job, Stan. I would be interested to know what a freestyle soda machine is. But I accept that you make an excellent jukebox, and I'm proud to be the inventor of the jukebox. Excuse me, sir. Oh, Scooter. He's Scooter, Whirl. Oh, excuse me, Scooter. Yeah, Whirl. Am I inventor of any other things? Actually, you just Squirrel. I want to call you Squirrel, Whirl, but you were just kind of a... You're just kind of a device here. You're a champion of Stan's self-worth. So maybe you could invent, you're just here to, okay, Scooter, the champion of Stan freestyle soda machine self-worth. Am I the inventor? I don't believe so. Whirl, why don't you see on the edge of my vision how things get fuzzy? Why don't you go out there beyond what's fuzzy? And thanks for your time, Whirl. Okay, thank you. Whirl, thank you so much for championing my self-worth. I'm going to be an artist one day. I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm going to be a freestyle soda artist and not just a freestyle soda machine. Okay, I guess I'll, thanks. I'm a bit, I think I'm going to go invent some things beyond that that fuzzy thing at the edge of your vision. Okay, great. Great, Stan. Great job. I think your self-worth, Stan, do you feel like you're more of an artist? Scooter, I feel something. I feel good, Scooter. Okay, what do you say I roll you over to the soda fountain and we order up a couple of egg creams and I drink them both, or I can pour one on you? Scooter, probably not a good idea. Yeah, but you could analyze my taste buds, I guess. Scooter's sister's coming back. Okay, don't worry. Just play some Fugazi and Well, Scooter, it's working. They're leaving. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, Stan, I want you to think about what's that? Like, I was going to say, I want you to think about what soda art you might be inspired to make as a jukebox, but what's that noise? Scooter, it's some sort of bass-based music. It sounds like EDM or dance music. Something's appearing on the edge of my vision. Scooter, it's Whirl Litzer with a machine. It looks like a little bit like you, original you, though, which is weird, mixed with a jukebox. It's blasting EDM, and it's got, what are those on there? Scooter, it's a fog machine and lasers. I just checked my database. It didn't check my morning pages, so Scooter. Hey, Whirl, what do you have there? Oh, hey, guys, why don't you meet Stun? This is a freestyle laser machine. I just invented it. Really, while you were gone, Whirl? Oh, yeah, I was in infinite space, so it was a long time for me, but I'm glad to be back. Wait, there's a... Okay, whoa, hey, Stun. Oh, Stun doesn't talk, guys, but Stun's going to perform, so get ready. Okay, I actually don't like breathing in fog machine fog. So if you could go over on the other side of the room, and then ship's computer, can you put up a little internal shield to block me from the fog? Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you what, this laser performance is going to top everything you've seen, especially since I was trying to picture what a freestyle soda machine was, and then I got distracted, and great, Whirl, why don't you go put that show on? Scooter, I have a bad feeling about this. Oh, that's good, Stan. It means your gut? Well, it's the bubbles in the pennies. I think everything on the pennies. But I don't know. Maybe it's something about that laser machine. You know, are those eyebrows? I don't like the way those eyebrows are angled. Scooter, I'm running an analysis with the ship's computer. I believe those are not laser lights. Those are actual lasers. Okay, hey, Stun, hey, Whirl, could you hold off on the performance? Because I think you maybe have been made manifest. And if those are real lasers, yes, I took these lasers from, we were down in the ship's storage. I actually built Stun. Okay, you can't shoot lasers off on inside of a spaceship. Even though, Whirl, you're, I shouldn't have toyed with imagination in the cloud of delusion, Stan. Scooter, I think Stun's my shadow artist. You're right, but it's in a way, Whirl, what are you doing? Oh, we're about to start the show. You guys just sit back and enjoy. Okay, ship's computer, shield the room. Scooter, I think Whirl's Sister Marianne. Okay, well, that's interesting. I don't even know if there is a Sister Marianne, but Whirl, Stan, start analyzing. Scooter, this is pretty hypnotic. I'm enjoying watching the show. Okay, holy Pink Floyd, Stan, you got to pay attention. Those lasers, Scooter, the ship's shields are only going to hold for about one more minute. Hey, Whirl, could you just stop that performance? Scooter, Whirl can't hear you over the music. He's rocking out. Okay, Stan, we've got about, 45 seconds? Yeah, Scooter, my calculations are wrong. We got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah, Stan, then what's going to happen? Scooter, it'll open up the bulkheads. Okay, Scooter, I think Whirl's trying to out-art us because we doubted his artistic ability, and now he's showing pomp and circumstance because we didn't take the time to show him what a freestyle soda machine is. I'm sorry. Well, when he heard I was a freestyle soda artist, I think it triggered his shadow artist or something, Scooter. But he's imagined, so me, oh boy, maybe this is my, I don't know, Stan, we're deep in this. He's trying to out-art your art or something. Scooter, I believe that's what he's trying to do. In a way that's not positive. Because art isn't competitive, Stan. I mean, so we say. And art isn't about rivalries, except when it is. And art shouldn't be destructive, except at the times it is. Okay, Stan, you got any ideas? Scooter, the lasers are bouncing off the shields, so they may... our shields might stop working before the bulkhead shields. Okay, what would that mean, Stan? Scooter would mean we'd be lasered a bit. Like lasered a... Scooter, yes, that's what I mean. Okay, Stan. Any idea? Stan, I think this is the time to become a soda artist. Okay, Scooter, I'm going to change back into... Oh, I'm back to being me. Yeah, I guess that was good to see you back in a non... jukebox form, but I guess this is it, buddy. Unless you could figure out a way to get us out of this, maybe through some soda artistry or something. Scooter, is this a pre-programmed? No, this is real, Stan. I wish it was, but I'm just talking like this because this is how I always talk. Scooter, so these are both our shadow artists, and I have to figure out an art. Okay, Scooter, I've got an idea. Okay, Scooter, I'm going to mix... if we could find a way to reflect the laser, Scooter, I have an idea. Scooter, I'm going to become an artist here. If I could just get this mixed just right, a little bit of soda, a little bit of self-cleaning fluid, some of the ice lubricant. Wait, Stan, there's ice lubricant? Of course, Scooter. How do you think the ice flows so freely? You know, I could just balance the ratios just right, Scooter. Scooter, I'm almost there. Okay, Stan, because we're almost out of time. Okay, Scooter, here it is. Laser tricks meet mirror mix. This is the mirror soda mix, Scooter. But you're going to have to stick your head under my spout. Okay, Stan, why? Okay, Scooter, I need you to put it in your mouth and spray it in the way of the lasers. Don't swallow it, though. Oh, you need me to experience your art and then put it out in the world. Sure, Scooter, but just do it, okay? Yeah, Scooter, do what you do best. Get a mouthful of soda. Okay, Stan, here I go. It's okay. Now I'm spraying it out my mouth with a spraying sound. Okay, ship's computer, lower shields. It's Stan, that was delicious. Oh, it's reflecting the lasers. Scooter, get one more mouthful. Oh, Scooter, good job drinking that one. Now spray it out, Scooter. Good job. Stan, is that anise in there? It's very delicious. Okay, good, Scooter, but don't swallow any of it. Scooter, oh, wait, the lasers are getting reflected back at your taste buds. Yes, Stan, they're hitting my taste buds. I think there was some olfaction going on. Oh, Scooter, it's okay, though. I think Stun was lasered, and Stun is no longer functioning. Yeah, but my taste buds are, I think my taste buds are numbed. Okay, Scooter, but, you know, I added that anise just for flavor. Oh, Scan, that's great. Whirl, okay, so Stan, what do you think? Is Stun's real? Scooter, Stun's melted. Whirl, it was good having you here, but we're going to need you to, Stan, what do we do about Whirl? Scooter, let me make another, call Whirl over. Hey, Whirl, why don't you come over and have a soda with us? Well, guys, what did you think of Stun? It was too bad that Stun malfunctioned, but that was a decent idea, Whirl. You just got to use the laser lights and not real lasers. Well, thanks, guys. I'm feeling a little sleepy now. Okay, well, Stan's got a special soda for you. Go ahead, have some. Hey, nice to meet you, Whirl. I'm Stan, the freestyle soda machine. Maybe an artist one day. And this is a special blend I have for you. Okay, what is it? It's tasty. It's a de-digitizer, Whirl. See you later. Whirl just de-digitized Stan. Yeah, that Scooter, that was only partially soda. Wow, that was, I don't know if that was artistic, Stan, but that was definitely quick thinking. Scooter, thanks. I'm a bit worn out, though. Well, we did that was a good week. We'll have, I guess we could check in. You were a jukebox. Maybe we'll process this through your dreams. And you created something, and we did have to deal with your artistic self-worth and, I guess, a bit of our shadow selves, Stan. I guess we're still out here in space in the cloud of delusion. But that gives us plenty of time to work together. And so make sure you do your morning pages tomorrow with the processing time. And, you know, take some time to believe in yourself, Stan. You're going to be you are a soda artist. And you're going to be you're going to be the greatest soda artist of all time if I have my votes. And I don't just mean on this ship where we could be, you know, spend the rest of our time together forever. I mean, when we get out of here and artisanal soda say, holy cow, we had it all wrong. Meet Stan. Scooter, I don't really understand what you're saying, but I think I'm going to take a nap now. Okay, Stan, good night. And I'm going to take a nap now, too. Good night. Yeah, I want to thank everybody who supported the show on Patreon this past week. Thank you so much to Julie, to Claire, and to Holly. Thank you, thanks, and good night. To Megan, Vicky, and Harvey. Thank you, thanks, and good night. To Ginger, Sarah, and Rachel. Thank you, thanks, and good night. To V, to Caitlin, and Diana. Thank you, thanks, and good night. To Madison, Becca, and David B. Thank you, thanks, and good night. To Katrina, Victoria, and Catherine, thank you, thanks, and good night. That's Catherine with a V. To Jennifer P., Daniel, and Catherine with a Z, thank you, thanks, and good night. To Daniel, to Brittany, and to Kimberly, thank you, thanks, and good night. To Carrie, Celia, and Danica, thank you, thanks, and good night. To Sol J., Winona, and Todd, thank you, thanks, and good night. To Read Irresponsibly, Laura and Bunny, thank you, thanks, and good night. Christopher, Harris, and Rain, thank you, thanks, and good night. Laura, Candace, and Laura Lee. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Karen, Christy, and Claire. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Eli, Don, and David. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Corky, Bliss, and Jason. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Aaron, Jason with an S. The other Jason was Jason with a B. So Aaron, Jason S, and Caroline. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Jessica, Nick, and Nathaniel. Thanks, and good night. Brian, Angela, and Sandra. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Kate, Samuel, and Fenton. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Abigail, Peggy, and Craig. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Victor, Rebecca, and Peter. Thanks, and good night. And Sophie, Tenacious, and Jolene. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show on Patreon. If you want to support the show there, go to sleepinthemepodcast.com/patron. Also, I want to thank on Venmo, Betsy, Tiffany, and Melissa H to the J. Thank you. Thanks so much, and good night. Thanks, everybody. And good night. And don't forget, Sleep With Me is a part of Night Vale Presents, which has a collection of amazing, amazing podcasts over at nightvalepresents.com. Be sure to check them out. Thank you so much, and sleep well.
Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo. Modern management made simple.
All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Luxe. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress that matched me with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping in it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word.
This is our best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.